Y'all, the enemy is here to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to get into that mind, into that heart, to make you start thinking a certain way, to doubt yourself, to make you feel a certain way, to start hating or loathing or regretting all of these things, because he knows that God has put something in you. He has a purpose for you, and the enemy don't want that. And so he's gonna do whatever he can to put anything in your way so you do not reach where God is taking you. Hey y'all, welcome back to my channel. It's your girl Cicely Renee, and I'm super excited that you're here. I pray that this video blesses you. Go ahead and like and share and subscribe. Let me be totally honest with y'all. Like, I have been dealing with a lot lately. For the past couple of weeks, the enemy has definitely been messing with my mind and my heart in certain areas of my life. And I'm just like, what is going on? And so that for me is like confirmation, knowing that, you know, because the enemy keeps attacking this specific area, God has purpose for this specific area, and the enemy does not want to see that come to fruition, right? And so one thing you have to do as believers is definitely strengthen that relationship with Christ. Like, the prayer needs to be times 10. You got to be in that word, getting that word inside of you so that you can combat anything that the enemy is throwing at you, right? We want to make sure we're taking those thoughts captive and making them obedient to the Lord. The enemy ain't got nothing on my God, right? So standing firm in faith, but it's hard to do that if you ain't really in the Bible, if you ain't abiding in God, if you aren't delighting in Him. It's gonna be a challenge to be able to endure whatever is going your way if you are not, you know, building that relationship with Christ. One area that the enemy keeps messing with is church. Yeah, like, I will tell you, I grew up in the church, was born and raised in there. I was going to church maybe 5 times a week, right? It was more religion and tradition rather than relationship. And as I've gotten older, I know that it's more relationship than religion, right? The enemy will use people to be like, why are you going to church? You can use your gift out in the world. You can go out and do whatever you want. You know, God is there too, right? But church is where you are revived, right? You're connecting, you are growing, you are building, you're fueling up, right? Being a Black Christian is challenging, especially for all the people who are doing like new age things, worshiping, you know, the ancestors or doing whatever, right? And so a lot of people will come to me, or just in general, like, how can you be part of a religion that, you know, was used to oppress us, to keep us in chains and bondage? And, you know, that would mess with you, right? You're like, what? Like, why would I do that? But if you don't know the word for yourself, if you do not know God for yourself, you're gonna be swayed to think what they think, right? And so relationship over religion. Growing up, I loved going to church. And even as an adult, I still do. But there was a season in my life where I'm just like, I don't wanna do church. I don't wanna do structured religion. I don't like this. I'm more spiritual rather than, you know, religious. And I'm just like, but It's relationship, right? So God has been telling me to talk about church here on my channel, okay? And so it's funny because there was a time where I was just like, I don't wanna do church. I don't like church. I don't like tradition. I don't like religion. I don't like this. I don't like pomp and circumstance. I don't like, you know, certain things. I kept having this negative attitude against church. And so for a time, I was not going to church. I was like, I don't want anything to do with church. I don't want anything to do with Christianity. I don't want anything to do with, you know, spiritual, whatever. I just was like, I want to do my own thing. And God has definitely softened my heart over the past year and a half. And so I have, like, now I'm like, oh, I love church. I want to be a part of church because there's that community aspect. There's that, you know, connection, that growth, you know. God did not want man to be alone. Like, he wants us to have partners in the world, whether it's relationships with your boo or friendships or whatever it is. God did not intend for us to do life alone. And so church is one of the best places to find community, especially if y'all trying to grow in Christ, right? So let me tell you five reasons why I decided to disappear from the church, okay? So the first one is church hurt. We've all been there. We've all experienced people in the church who are messy, who have done really horrible things. You're probably like, why would I go to a place where I'm supposed to get fed and healed and all of that, and people are just so messy and mean and just nasty? And you're like, well, I can do this in the world, so why not just stay in the world? And so for me, I've experienced a lot of church hurt when it comes to, you know, family members, when it comes to my ex-husband who was a minister. There's all the other ministers that I've experienced that have like done some crazy things. And then I realized that, you know, my salvation, my relationship is not dependent on these people. And so why would I allow them to put a wedge between my relationship and my salvation because of their messiness, right? And so as a believer, you're supposed to be growing in the word. You're supposed to be healing. You're supposed to love. You're supposed to serve. You're supposed to do these things. And so even if they're messy, you're supposed to show up and show out as God is in you, right? He is in you, that light is in you, and you're supposed to help other people. And so I realized that although these people hurt me, I'm about to show them how big my God is, how great he is, and how he can heal me so that you can be healed too, so you can get over all that messiness, right? The second one is, I thought it was too traditional, right? And so, you know, we're young. We want to party. We want to dance. We want to do all these things. You know, we want to be entertained, and especially these days, right? So, you know, young people, we're all on our phones, social media. We have, it's so quick. It's like our attention spans are like that. And so having this tradition of, and it can get like boring, but you know, that's what I thought. Like tradition, I've grown to enjoy tradition, right? I definitely can see that we can, you know, update how we do church, how we do service. And I've seen a lot of churches do things like maybe, you know, a traditional service, having that, but then also having a modern, up-to-date type of service, right? And so I was just like, okay, we can do some changes. And just because it was too traditional does not mean that I do not continue going to church, right? So that's number two. Number three is they will overwork you. They will overwork you. So that was something that I struggled with, being overworked. And I was just like, I was serving every service, right? And when you're serving over and over all the time, it's hard to get ministered to, right? So I remember there was a church where I, you know, was there. We had a Saturday service and three Sunday services. The Saturday service, we participated in. It was kind of like our practice. In the next three sessions, like, we doing all of we're working, we're serving. And then maybe you'll have one service off, but it's like you're exhausted by then, right? And it's just like you so disconnected, is more like a break rather than being ministered to. That was something that made me run from the church. I was like, why are you putting me to work so hard? And so then it was just like, let's think about that. Like, and one of those issues was that I didn't say no. Like, I know my capacity, and just because they say, you know, to serve doesn't mean that God wants me to do all of this. God is like, you still need to get ministered to. And so that is something that we as believers need to be aware of and be confident in, saying that I can't serve in all of these roles. And when I was a minister's wife, ooh, honey child, that was a lot. That's all I'm gonna say. The fourth thing is, it's too big. When I first moved to Texas, y'all, there ain't nothing but massive mega churches and the parking and all of that. Like, and I understand that, you know, you have these churches that, you know, are very popular and people want to go to, but that was just not my thing. And I was just like, I don't want to be like a number. I want to be a member. I want my name to be known. I want to know other people's names. And so that was a big struggle. And some people love big mega churches, and that's cool. But for me, I struggled with that. And the fifth thing was the cliques. There was a lot of communities in churches where they just stuck together, right? And so it's like no new friends, no nothing. And I remember when I first moved to Texas, trying to join small groups and become friends with folks. You know, people had already been like in college together, high school together, they grew up together. And so they didn't, it was just like hard to find, you know, communities, because they were like, well, we already got our people. We don't know you, we don't trust you. But I'm just like, we gotta figure out a way to dismantle cliques in the church, right? It's not cool. So I'm in a period where I am still looking for a church. I was attending a church in Irving for about 4 or 5 months, and it was good for that season. And so God has been telling me to move around, find something for you, like go ahead and look for something. And so now I'm just like thinking about what I really want in a church, because I want to grow. I want the church to be growing. I want, you know, it to be spirit filled. I want it to just be something that I can stick and stay with, right? And grow old. And like right now, I feel like I'm going to be here for a long time, where I live. And I'm just like, I want to find a church where I can really be a part of, grow with, and then when I have kids, they grow up in the church as well. And so I'm like, okay, we gotta find this church. And so here are 7 things that I look for in a church. The first thing I look for is a spirit-led and spirit-filled church. And what I mean by that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, in the first couple of verses, they talk about the spirit being in the church or in the ministry or in the minister itself, right? And so it just means that when you see a spirit-led or spirit-filled church, you know that they are changing. Their lives are changing for better. They are fruitful. They are multiplying. They are growing, right? And that is what I'm looking for. It's like, I don't want to be in a spiritually dead church where we are not growing, we are not getting connected with God, we are not being disciples of the word, we are not, you know, living out this testimony of how good God is and sharing that good news with other people. The second thing I'm looking for in a church is a Bible teaching church, right? The Bible. I personally am not a fan of charismatic preaching or inspirational preaching. I want someone to teach the Bible, like verse by verse, give me applications. I want to understand the word. I want to understand what God is saying in this word and apply it to my life. Like, there are some churches out there that are all about entertainment. And I understand that we are in an age where we want fast, we want entertaining, we want to be laughing, we want to have that feel good, right? And so I'm just like, that's not for me. It could be for somebody else. But for me, I want Bible teaching. I want, you know, I don't want all the extraness of the word, right? I remember listening to a pastor named Vadi, and he was like, if you have to be more creative than God to tell the word, then you might be missing the point, right? And so just thinking about the theatrics in church, like, not about that. So in this Bible teaching church, though, I want opportunities for learning. Like, I want to be able to go to church and you guys are teaching, going through the Psalms or going through Proverbs or Matthew. Like, I want opportunities to have classes where we are studying the word. So I believe that churches are here to equip believers to be disciples so that they can go out and share the word and bring more people in. So if a church is only teaching on inspiration, it's only for that person to feel good at that moment. And I'm just like, no. We are disciples of God. The third thing is to have a great youth ministry. And that's from like 0 to 45. And so I don't have any kids yet, but I believe in youth ministries and equipping young folks to know that God is cool, like God is dope, and to, you know, instill in them, you know, the biblical principles and apply it and build their confidence in God. Because, you know, people, when they go out into this world, they're gonna be presented with a lot of naysayers or, you know, hate and all of that. So how do we equip these young people to be strong in the Lord? And so I'm like, give them, they need to be in Bible classes too. They need to be studying the word. They need to be challenged. They need to be participating, right? It is not just a play time. It's not just, you know, let's play basketball or, you know, play games. No, I want them studying the word. Like, of course, I'm gonna be teaching my kids at home, but I also want them to have other people as well, because, you know, a lot of kids, you know, of course you got their parents, but they don't really listen to their parents that much because they start thinking that their parents are not as cool, right? And so just having other believers teaching these young folks, who, you know, I need believers that are on fire for Christ teaching kids to be on fire for Christ as well. There also needs to be like mentorship in the church. You know, we need people to teach these young people, get them close, connect with them, and hold them accountable too. Like, if I had older, you know, teenagers as when I was like little to be like, oh God, like talk to me about God, that would have been so amazing. The fourth one is having multiple ministries, a lot of variety, right? And that could be small groups. But in these ministries, you know, of course, if you have like a huge church, this helps bring that down, right? In those ministries, I'm looking for like Bible study. I'm looking for fellowship. I'm looking for prayer buddies. I'm looking for people I can talk about God with. You know, it's hard finding people to talk about God to without feeling some kind of way, right? We need that community. Because I've seen where small groups, they just get together and hang out and that's it. I'm like, we need more than that. Like, it needs to be purposeful. It needs to be intentional, right? And yes, we need opportunities to hang out and play, but it should be after the fact that we're doing our Bible study or whatever we need to be focusing on, right? The fifth thing is service into the outside community, right? And like, it could be serving food, it could be providing whatever it is, whatever service, like it should be all the time. It shouldn't just be like once a year or, you know, once a quarter. It needs to be all the time. There should be always opportunities to serve in the community. Like, I want those opportunities. So if a church is not out there sharing the good words, helping people who are in need, then it's just like, okay, what are we doing? Like, we need to uplift the community as well. But here's the caveat, it should not be used as bait. Because I've been to churches where they use community service as bait to get them in the church. And that's not cool. That's not the church for me. The next one is service in the church. Like, there's a lot of ways you can serve in the church, and I just want to make sure that they believe in serving in the church, and like, not just the youth ministry, not just music ministry, not just like the people who are helping people park, but I'm like, there needs to be other areas as well, and that could be part of the ministries as well. But being able to serve in the church however your heart desires, like, because I am all about creative arts, and I'm like, I would love to start a creative arts ministry, and not just like praise dancing or singing, but more of like art, like drawing and painting and journaling and all that stuff. And so if I could have that opportunity to do that, that's an awesome way. Like, if they allow you to use your gifts to serve in the church, that's a good place. And the last one for me is just to have a smaller church. And so this is not for everybody. This is strictly for me. I personally cannot stand a huge mega church. I will get lost. I will disappear. I will be like, well, I haven't made any friends. I haven't connected with anybody. I'm just gonna disappear. And so that is not good. That is not good for Christian life, the Christian walk. And so I prefer like between 300 to 1,000 people, right? And I just find that to be a good number for me. You know, I struggle at really small churches. because that's when you get overworked, and I'm just like, I don't want to be overworked, and then I don't want to be a huge church where I just am just drifting, right? I want it to be close-knit community where people are intentional with connecting with people. And so those are the things that I look for in a church. So what about you? I want to know your thoughts. What are you looking for in a church? And what are some experiences where you're like, I don't ever want to do church again? Like, how can we move forward from that, right? How can we grow and understand that church is necessary? If you do go to a church, what are some of the favorite things that you just love about your church? I want you to brag on your church in the comments below. I want to hear it all right? All right. Peace and blessings.